This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Another oil train has derailed, this one in western Pennsylvania. Somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 gallons of crude have spilled. And in the process has raised more questions about how we can safely get all the new oil that we're producing in this country to where it needs to be. Because trains and pipelines aren't the only way to do it. River barges work too, especially on the Mississippi River. Austin Golding is a third-generation co-owner of Golding Barge Lines in Vicksburg, Mississippi. We've had him on a couple of times now. Mr. Golding, good to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me.
There is lots of oil out there. It's got to get to market somehow. Are you guys in the barge business now seeing more shipments, higher demand for your services?
Very much so. And as a matter of fact, this has kind of been a well-kept secret for about 3 years now. I think in late 2010, early 2011, we started seeing more demand for crude oil to be moved by barge. And a large result of it is the crude oil that's fracked in this country has about the same density and specific gravity as, say, a diesel. So it's lighter and can be moved in less particular types of barges. So there's more equipment available to move it.
How tough was it for you to scale in the past couple of years as the Bakken oil field up in North Dakota came online and U.S. crude production really increased? Was it tough for you?
Well, it was tough, but it's a fun tough. Business is better.
It's a money-making tough.
It is, and we had to gear up as an industry. We saw about a 40% increase in demand as a result of the crude boom.
Can I ask you a really technical question? How do you physically put crude oil on a barge? Do you have a big like tank sitting on top of the barge, and it goes in that?
Well, the barge itself is built as a tank, and there are six different tanks that have pipelines that run into all six of them. So per barge, I can hold about 22 to 23,000 barrels.
Wow.
Of crude oil per barge, and we push two to three of those at a time, and some of the crude oil in this country is being moved in six to eight barge tows.
And how does that compare to a crude oil train, which first of all is becoming more popular, but as you know, we were talking before we turned the microphone on, there are oil spills out of those trains now too.
Well, one of our units, which typically carries about 60,000 barrels of product, is equivalent to about 100 tank cars. So that way you can kind of put that into a visual. 100 tank cars equals about one towboat and two barges.
If there's a spill or a leak somewhere, whether a train or on a pipeline someplace, I imagine ExxonMobil and all the rest of them, their logistics guys have you on speed dial, right?
Well, a lot of them do, but at the same time, a lot of the movements that barging handles, because of the volume and because of the predictable timeline in it, we do have some short response trickle down to our economics, but a lot of it is of our movements are bulk plan movements. So as far as taking things off rail and the barge quickly, that's a tough proposal sometimes because of the size and volume and logistics involved.
Obviously, you do this for a living, so you've calculated the risks to you and your company. But does it ever make you nervous hauling all this oil around?
Nervous? Not so much. Concerned? Definitely, every day.
Yeah.
We understand when we get into this business that it's one that comes with a lot of risk, and we accept that risk. That being said, our industry has a stellar safety and environmental record as far as spills and incidents that involve this type of product. We understand the volatility and the danger associated with tramping it across the United States on a waterway, and we as an industry do an excellent job of being mindful of our environment and good stewards of our waterways.
Austin Golding at Golding Barge Lines. We got him in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Mr. Golding, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.